can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, a good Saturday morning, and welcome to this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located right there at the corner of 12th Street and Milton Road, and by the River Lake Inn. And joining us, of course, for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor.
It's good to have our friend DeAdrian back in Master Control.
Hi!
Without prompting, she was singing along with our theme song and pounding on the desk at the appropriate time.
There you go.
Yes, yes. Well, that comes from years of experience.
Yes, yes.
Welcome to Birdwatch, 4th of July weekend edition of Birdwatch. And as I mentioned, as we closed out the morning show, we're doing an audio quiz today.
Oh.
This is going to be a difficult one. I'm warning you right out of the chute. But it's interesting. And it is also a Michigan-oriented bird.
Also, the Michigan tie.
Yes.
All right.
And therefore, that's the only clue I'm going to give you yet. And you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. You can only get that at Waddell's. And a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where I am told by Anita that they have, by count, the largest martin colony they've ever had there.
Oh.
Their martin colony appears to be burgeoning. And after years of working really hard to get martins to take to their martin house, now they appear to be successful, and this year, record numbers of martins. But back to the trivia question, you get that 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend and the gift certificate to the River Lake Inn if you can tell us who this Michigan bird is. Can you turn up my volume a little bit?
Yes, yes.
That's the bird you got to identify.
Okay.
And 382-4280-877-382-4280 are the numbers to dial. That's not the right bird. The machine is just doing its own thing.
Having a mind of its own.
Well, now I'm really confusing the issue. That's not the bird, and I don't know why it's continuing to... here, let's try it again.
Okay.
That's the bird trying to identify. If you think you know who that is.
Okay, let's head to the phones right now, shall we? Judy calling in from Kalamazoo. She not only has a guess, but a question for you as well. Good morning, Judy.
What you want to do first, Judy?
Good morning, Roger.
How you doing?
My question was about the Hummers. We hardly see any this year, and normally we have 15 or 20 of them. Kind of wondering if everyone is seeing less this year, or they just gone somewhere else other than our yard.
I am unaware of any problems that hummingbirds are having, disease issues, predation issues, anything outside of normal. Bird populations are not evenly distributed, and this may be just a year there's not many in your neighborhood. I'm seeing personally about the same number of hummers that I normally see, and you're really the first call that I recall this year of people talking about fewer than normal Hummers. And so I would suggest it's something associated with your geography, and it's just not a good year for hummingbirds in your yard.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Well, we keep out the feeders and with fresh food all the time for them.
So. Well, and you may start seeing more activity now that the females are fledging their young. The young have to find a place where they can feed and not interfere or interlope into another hummingbird's territory. And so the fact you don't have a lot of hummingbirds may make your yard a target for the juveniles who have to find a place to stay out of trouble with the adults.
Uh-huh. You know, that brought up another question, brief, and that was about how many nestings, like some birds have a couple during the year. Does a hummer have more than one or just one?
Generally, just the one.
Okay, okay. Yeah. We wondered about that.
Yeah.
On your guess this morning, I guess was going just by your clue ahead of time, I have no idea the bird, but I'm going to say the mockingbird.
No, I'm sorry, it's not. But we do see mockingbirds here. Mm-hmm. Many people are surprised to hear that since we're on the north end of their range. Mm-hmm. But I have a friend who lives out near the fish hatchery, and for 20 years, she's had mockingbirds coming to her feeders all year round, including even in the wintertime.
Well, we're not too much east of there, yeah. So who knows? Huh?
Yeah. So it is not unheard of to hear them here. More common in this area are brown thrashers, although they're not real common. And they're in the mimid family with the mockingbirds. And we see them here more frequently than we do mockingbirds. But the family member we see the most of here are catbirds. Catbirds are in the same family as mockingbirds and brown thrasher, and they're fairly common here.
Yeah, they are at our house, at our feeders as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, have a good weekend, Roger.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for calling in, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, appreciate the call. Judy, Tom calling in from Portage. Good morning.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm fat and sassy. You got a guess on you want to hear it again?
No, I think... I know it's been a long time since I've heard it, so I'll go right into it. I think it's the Kirtland Warbler.
And we have a winner.
Excellent.
Yes, that is the Kirtland Warbler, and the count that they keep, and it increased again this year. I don't have the actual count in front of me, but their numbers are trending upward year after year. But that count is achieved by counting the male singing Kirtland Warblers. And that's why that song is so important. I was up in the near Oscoda for a week in the middle part of May, and was out in the woods and actually found a Kirtland Warbler nesting, well, at least guarding a territory on my own. Didn't need a guided tour to take me to one.
That's fantastic.
Their numbers are increasing. They are centered in Michigan, but now there are reports as far east as Ontario and as far west as Wisconsin, and a number of reports in the UP. And so not only are their numbers increasing, but their range seems to be expanding a little bit. For getting that right, Tom, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Roger's Blend from our friends at Waddell's Garden Center, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you for dinner, your meal is half price. Don't rush away, Tom. We're going to send you back into our buddy DeAdrian. She'll need some information from you, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Have a good 4th of July weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Summer is a beautiful time to visit the River Lake Inn, and to make it extra special, throughout the month of July, Chef Mark has three features you're sure to love. First is a tantalizing chipotle honey barbecue rib, a special blend of hot and sweet. Try this with a glass of Mark West Pinot. I'm having a hard time saying Pinot Noir. Shoo! I got it out. The selection is served with your choice of potato and full salad bar. Second is potato parmesan crusted fresh walleye, a succulent fillet of fresh walleye encrusted in a delicious crust of potato and parmesan cheese. Again, your choice of potato and the River Lake Inn's famous salad bar. Third, and certainly not least, is the River Lake Inn's Mushroom Swiss New York Strip. It's a beautifully aged, certified Black Angus steak topped with fresh mushrooms, bubbly Swiss cheese, and your choice of potato and salad bar. Experience a truly memorable dining experience with great food and your favorite beverage with family and friends in Southwest Michigan's most tranquil restaurant setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 432-2626.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Where do you go to get professional plant advice and the best quality plants available in our area? Well, of course, it's Waddell's Nursery Florist Garden Center. Waddell's has Michigan's certified nursery specialists, Scots-trained lawn pros, and master gardeners on staff to help you choose just the right plants for your yard, or to help you diagnose what could be going wrong with your existing plants. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll find the best selection of trees, shrubs, perennials, evergreens, and many products and tools that you'll need to care for your outdoor living area. You'll also find the plant doctor who can help with a bothersome weed, an irritating insect, or a sick plant. Do you have concerns about your lawn, trees, perennial, or vegetable plants? Do you have Japanese beetles, aphids, a watering problem? Bring in a sample of the plant and some soil from around it to get an accurate assessment of the problem and a prescription for control and prevention techniques. You can also bring in a cup sample of your soil to get a free pH test. Waddell's plant doctor is always in and ready to help you. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
Police authorities believe that Tweety Bird is being held for ransom by the notorious Rocky and his gang. And if you are listening to this broadcast, Rocky, remember,
don't hurt the boy.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch. You can be a part of the program if you have a comment or question for Roger this morning, 382-4280. 1-877-382-4280. Once again, Roger Taylor.
Well, we are approaching the end of breeding season for some birds. Matter of fact, the Baltimore Oriole is the first bird to head home after breeding, and they're done. And during the month of July, you'll see them back looking for carbohydrate. That means your jelly feeder will become popular with them as they stop by. This is called hyperphagia, and it's when birds put on the body fat that they need to get ready to migrate. And the orioles are the first birds to head home. But as we work our way through July, the number of orioles decreases day by day. By the time we get to the end of the month, the majority of orioles that will still be left here are the juveniles. The way it works is migrations that trigger hormones that trigger migration are controlled by body weight. And the juveniles, and this is true of all species, not just orioles, but the juveniles have to put on the most weight before they have hormones that tell them to go south. And so if you see any in August, they're either orioles that were to the north of here nesting, and they're just traveling through on their way home, or they're the juveniles still here trying to get fat enough to trigger their migration. I'm not fat. I'm prepared for migration.
There you go.
I just don't have the instinct to migrate very far. Just well, maybe from the television to the refrigerator, but...
Just got
to
find that silver lining.
Yeah, yeah.
382-4280-1-877-382-4280 if you have a comment or question for Roger. Annette has one for you. Good morning, Annette.
Hey, Annette, how you doing?
Good. Good morning. We've been hearing a whippoorwill at night, and I just wondered, is there ever a chance you can see one?
Hard to see. You hear, they're like catbirds. They're heard more than seen because they tend to hide in dense brush. And yes, they are seen, but generally it's in migration.
Do you hear them at your place?
No, I do not.
Because we hadn't heard them for a few years, and then we started hearing them recently, and it's like they're real fast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're whatever you call that, their sound.
Yes. No, I don't hear them. Matter of fact, as their numbers have declined, it's been several years since I've even heard one.
We used to have one land on the roof of our house.
Really?
At night, and, you could go out and see the shadow of it, you couldn't see it real clearly, but it would be so loud, and it just gradually, they just dropped off, and we hardly ever heard them.
Yeah. That's sadly true of a number of migratory species. Annette, I'm not asking for your specific address, but give me an idea of where you are in...
I'm not far from you. I'm off of West Main, too.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a mile west of you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then you're just a lucky woman. It's been years since I've heard a whippoorwill.
So they don't raise any young here?
Oh, no, they do. They do.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why they come here. And you're just lucky enough to have near your house this year.
Yeah, we enjoyed it, but they don't stay long.
Yeah.
We hear them, and they're just like faster than they used to be.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Hey, thanks for sharing.
Okay. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Have a good 4th of July weekend.
I am. Mm. You too.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate the call, Annette. Grandpa John, he's up next. Good morning.
Hey, Grandpa John, how you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
How's things in Hope Center?
Well, tragedy.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, Ma and I was sitting there in the greenhouse the other night, and we had a male Hummer whack right into it, and he did himself in it. But,
Hitting screens, usually there's enough flexibility, but you hit it...
I didn't see any other threat. That's what I couldn't figure out.
Really. Yeah. Well,
but it happened, but it's the only thing of it was that was the first time I've ever been able to hold one.
Oh.
And you just don't realize how tiny they are, and it, it just it hit me all over again. I've told you this story about, I think, to realize something is, they're no bigger than my little finger, and I have small hands.
Right.
Yeah, this thing had already flown at least 1,500 miles just to get here.
Yes, yes. And
fortunately, I think he had his job done. I got two females that are coming regularly, so.
Oh, well, then his mission was accomplished,
yep.
Perhaps. But yes, they are a very small bird in that you could mail 10 of them for a 42 cent, 44. How much is postage now, Tim?
About 43 cents, I think.
43 cents, but you could mail 10 of them for a first-class stamp. They are incredibly light. A lot of people feed them by hand to get to experience what you did without the tragedy involved. And if you stand next to or nearby your feeder with a Coke bottle cap, that's red, and put some nectar in it, within minutes you can get a hummingbird to land on your hand, and you can appreciate what Grandpa John just appreciated, just how small and light a hummingbird is, and yet they migrate from here to Panama and back every year. Pretty amazing feat, huh, John?
Yes.
Hey, go ahead.
I have a catbird nest, and I found it.
Oh, really? You found the nest?
Yep.
You're a true birder. That's pretty amazing. You're lucky enough to see one, let alone find its nest. Hey, thanks, John. Have a good 4th of July weekend, and thanks for sharing your little tragedy.
Thank you, sir.
And that's going to do it for Birdwatch this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Roger.
And we'll be back next Saturday morning, same time, same place.
Excellent.
Have yourself a safe and happy 4th of July weekend, and thanks for listening, folks. Good.